Raptors season has ended officially, as in no more games left on the schedule. But the discussion in earnest really just begun with this team. Here to discuss, a man who's just completed another fantastic season of Raptors Radio. Applauso.
Applauso.
Paul Jones. Jonesy.
Gentlemen, now Kobe wouldn't just rip the ear off. Kobe would rip the ear off and put it right close to the opponent's backside so they could hear it loud and clear while he was kicking their butt.
Hey, tell me how my ass hears. Something like that.
It's like one of the best lines. Steve Smith, back in the day, hit a buzzer beater over Chris Webber when he was playing for Atlanta against Washington. And they also had the Michigan State thing going, right?
Right.
And Chris Webber, and they were playing, that was the Friday night in Washington. They were playing Saturday night in Atlanta. And Steve Smith was talking junk, and Chris Webber said, "I'll see you tomorrow night." And Steve Smith said, "Nah, B, you will see me now."
That's two nobbies in one half hour. That's a nobby record for Tim and Sid.
Nobby.
As long as I hold it.
Well, I also suggest Kobe, after ripping off his own ear, would beat Rajah Bell with it if he was in the vicinity.
Ra-Ra's a pretty tough cover.
Yeah, he needs a hug, though. Rajah needs a hug.
Maybe now, but I'd go to war with Rajah. I don't know about the skill, but I'd go to war with him.
Jonesy, from a broadcasting standpoint, I'd go to war with you. And another great season, and well done, sir, before we continue. Nice job.
Thank you. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
All right. Are people going to lose jobs or not?
I don't know. That decision's above our pay grade, isn't it?
I think, I know. I have some ideas.
We are paid to speculate, though.
If they asked me into the meeting, I'd go in the meeting.
True. And as I've always said, and I've maintained this, and there's two ways to look at it. You know, Brian's been here 7 years. He built one way for 4 years with Chris Bosh, and then has tried to, you know, pull the team up and improve them a little bit at a time for the last 3 years sans Chris Bosh. So which way do you look at it? Do you look at the overall? Do you break it into components? You know, they missed by 4 games this year, and people will say, "Wow, you know, they playing games at the end that didn't really mean anything and the pressure is off." True, but they still had to play those games. And, you know, when you look at it, we said it, 38 would get you in. 37, 38 would get you in. And after a 4-19 start, we were just saying, give me 7-15, and I think we'll be in the mix. You'll see that team in the mix. We'll see them knocking on the door. And unfortunately, it was 4-19, and you have what you have right now. So I think there's two ways to look at it. And guys, I've always maintained it. Regardless of what upper management does, there will be a section of the fan base that is unhappy with the decision. If they bring him back, people will say, it's been 7 years, should have got rid of him. If they can, there'll be people that say, well, 3 years on the uptick after rebuild without Bosh, and now you're going to start over again. So there's going to be a group unhappy either way.
Jonesy, as far back as I can remember, the day after a regular season or a playoffs have ended for this team, players have been cleaning out their lockers and then spoken to the media. Why is that not happening today?
Well, I think because you had in talking to the relations people, some of the players new to the team didn't know that's the way it was done in Toronto, had made other arrangements before everything could be coordinated. So I wouldn't read anything into that.
Okay, so it's just a schedule thing. There's nothing else going on.
Circumstantial.
Okay.
And I mean, as for Brian Colangelo, and read into this what you want, he's at a Board of Governors meeting for the NBA, Thursday and Friday, from what I understand. So I think it was a scheduling thing, and everything just didn't fall into place.
Paul Jones joining us here on Tim and Sid. I'm starting to hear, Jonesy, that there is a feeling that both Dwayne Casey and Brian Colangelo will get one more year. And I'm not even going to say playoffs or bust, because I think that it might be a little bit more than just an 8 spot that they'll need if they do in fact stay. Are you starting to get that? If you were a betting man, would you go on that side of the boat?
Tim, I'm starting to get that feeling. They let Brian Colangelo make a major move in acquiring Rudy Gay. And let's face it, when you think about the team that was 22-60 a couple of years ago, 23 wins last year in a shortened season, 34 this year, and take what you want from it, ending up in 10th, actually, maybe even a you look at it, technically speaking, a tie for 9th, and they lose on the tiebreaker. So do they deserve a chance to try to keep the improvement going? But I wonder what it will be like if it's another poor start next year. So, Tim, I'm with you. I'm kind of getting that feeling, but the one thing we know in sports, there's never a guarantee and nothing is for sure.
Well, this board scares me. This board is...
They're kind of unpredictable right now.
Well, they took out Burke when no one expected it. Not to say that he wasn't in the firing line, but nobody expected it at the time they did. They cleaned house in TFC and named somebody who nobody had on the radar. And now you try and predict what is becoming kind of unpredictable.
I'm with Timmy here, Jonesy. It seems unlike current ownership's new MO to just look at both men and say, as you were. It doesn't feel like something, based on what we've seen, that they're kind of about right now.
Well, if I didn't say that. I just said
no, I think Tim basically said they're both getting fired. I think that's what he said. No, he didn't say that.
Look, nothing would surprise me, fellas. As I just said, there's no guarantees.
Yeah,
I can see both sides of the fence. And going back to what I originally said about 5 minutes ago, regardless of which trigger is pulled, there's going to be a group of fans that say, shouldn't have done that.
Hey, Jonesy, listen, I'm hearing all these reports that Phil is reportedly itching to get back into the NBA. And by Phil, I mean Phil Jackson. You want to prove you're the best, take on the Raptors franchise, Phil. If you want to prove that you won those 750 rings.
Can Phil Jackson run all MLSC teams? I'm in.
Let's put it this way. Phil, as smart as Phil is, he goes by the old adage. What makes a good coach? Good players. Yeah. Let's say he's had Michael, Shaq,
Scotty.
Kobe. Not bad. I'm not saying it's a guaranteed win, and he knows enough to get out of the way at times, but those aren't bad players to hitch the cart to.
Yeah, he also knew when to get out as well.
Yes.
Jonesy, going back to the current regime, when are we going to know? Because this has to get figured out, you would think, soon, at least from a coaching standpoint. If we're to believe Colangelo's fine, if he's going to Board of Governors meetings, and we're assuming he's going to be okay, the call on Casey seems to be a little
bit
of a
question. Yeah.
How late is too late on this?
When you think about all the stuff that has to be done, there's no draft pick this year, but at the same time, you better get ready in case somebody wants to make a move. You want to trade a guy for a draft pick. I think it has to be done, relatively soon. And again, if they carry forward status quo, you've got to believe that there's already a plan in place. I mean, these guys have to plan like they're going to be here until somebody taps them on the shoulder and interrupts the dance. So, I think we'll know fairly soon. But at the same time, the longer we go without hearing, the more inclined I am to think that you're going to see the status quo.
Jonesy, before we let you go, I would be remiss if I didn't pose a playoff question to you. So I'll just phrase it this way.
Go ahead, B.
Which of the...
Have I hit the record yet?
That's three. We're setting new records. We're Steph Curry last night from three. We're just setting new records tonight.
Which of the eight series grabs your eye the most? Would it be the Honey Nut Cheerios series, which is the Celtics and the Knicks? Would it be the Harden goes back to OKC series, or would it be the Lakers and a banged up Spurs squad?
And don't forget the Muslick series between the Bucks and the Heat.
Yes.
Those three, Tim, you mentioned would probably be the three most intriguing. I'd say 2-7 in the West, especially if the Lakers had a healthy Kobe, because San Antonio's really banged up right now. And, you don't, of all the teams you play the regular season to avoid and, get a good seed, and then, oh, by the way, you got the Lakers. That San Antonio Lakers series would be one. I think New York-Boston, anytime you have those two playing one another, that would That would probably be number two because, you know what? I don't think Boston, they've got experience, but I don't know if they have it the way New York is playing right now. And then Harden going back to OKC will be interesting, but I just think the Thunder have too much for them right now. But those would be the top three that probably, until something else happens, that would intrigue me the most.
Can the Bucks win a quarter?
Maybe a quarter. You know the old CBA rules, Timmy, right?
Yeah.
CBA, 1 point for a quarter, 3 points for the game. So they might get a point.
Yeah, they might get a point.
Guys, the Bucks, maybe in the history of professional sports, they've never had more not to lose. You know what I mean, Jonesy?
Yeah.
There's not a person on earth who thinks they're going to win a game. And some teams excel under those parameters. I'm not saying anything.
Yes,
I'm
are.
Just saying the
what
Bucks
trying to say?
Have nothing
no,
to
the,
lose.
The Buck stops
nothing.
Here.
And I think it makes it a much more interesting series. If
Eric
people give
Spoelstra said basically, I want to get my guys ready for when the playoffs start. And they're like, this is the playoffs.
Just don't sleep on J.J. Redick, man. Don't sleep on J.J.
You know, in Crocodile Dundee, when the guy pulled out a knife and the guy said, that's a knife, he said, no, that's a knife. That's not a knife. That's a knife.
The Heat have the bigger knife.
Milwaukee's strength is Miami's strength. Oh, we're going to run up and down and get up the floor. And then you look across the way and, okay. Maybe we'll try to run up and down and get off the floor. Never mind, get up and down the floor.
I'm just trying to convince myself there's a reason to watch.
Hey, if we were on the blacktop in Miami, next!